I was in Nottingham talking to guitarist Gus G on the first night of his We Are The Fire European tour, and I just missed the first bit of the question, had a bit of a problem with the recorder, so I just missed Gus saying hello, but then straight into talking about the musicians on the tour.
The tour starts, usually the first day of the tour there's always all these small troubles, like technical issues and stuff like that. I hope it's not going to be too bad tonight. But other than that, the band's well rehearsed. I got a killer band with me, and the set list is very cool. A lot of cool surprises for the audience, and I'm very excited. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to, the start of it and the whole tour generally. Yeah.
Okay, so you just mentioned obviously about the band. We'll talk about musicians a little bit on the tour, because it's a bit of a change. You had Mats Levén last time, now you've got Henning Bass, is it, on vocals? So it'll be a little bit of a difference. So can you tell me a bit about the reasons behind your choice?
Well, Henning also sang with me last summer on a couple of festivals. The thing with the solo band is that there is no, fixed set of musicians. You know, it's basically just me jamming with a lot of friends, and I have a lot of friends in the business, and I've known Henning for a while, for many years. Like, he actually toured with Firebrand back in 2007. For example, when I'm playing in America, I have an American band, and here I have, different people playing with me. So, for example, if Mats has some stuff that he needs to do, then I call up Henning, or, it's like that. It's like a revolving door of musicians. And we're all friends, and we get to jam, and it's cool. It's cool like that. I mean that was the whole concept behind my solo record too. Just collaborate, co-write with people, play with different people. It was just something that I hadn't done before. So Henning Bass is singing. Joe Nunes, who's been my drummer in Firewind as well, he's also sticking around for the solo thing. And new bass player Strutter, he's also from Greece. He's actually a guy who owns a studio that I record my albums there, and he's an excellent bass player. So, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, okay, cool. Right then, so the last time we spoke was April, and your debut album, I Am the Fire, had only just been released. So can you describe how the last year's been for you since it all took off?
It was really well received, the album, it was just, getting great reviews. It got great reviews worldwide. I didn't expect, actually, all this reception. I'm glad, grateful for everything that came my way, really, with this album. What else? It's been a bit of a struggle in the beginning to kickstart the live side of things, in concert, because, I guess both promoters and the fans didn't really know what to expect and what the show is going to be like. But, I did a European tour with Marty Friedman last year, and that went really good. Then I played a couple of small festivals, and, we're slowly kind of like building it up. I did a couple of shows in America just to try things out. So I'm kind of like still in a trying out type of era. This is like the first proper headline European tour in Europe. And this is going to be the last cycle of this tour before I go back in the studio to finish up my second album.
Right.
So, yeah.
So you're already working on the second solo album. I was going to ask you.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've already written all the songs.
Right.
And we just finished tracking drums. So once I go back home from this tour, I'm going to go straight back in the studio and start working hard on the guitars.
Oh,
so, yeah, we're aiming to finish it by summertime.
Will it be a similar format to this one with, various guest musicians and vocalists?
It will be very much like that, but this time it's going to be lesser guests. It's going to be more like, more like a closed group of people that I collaborate and co-write with. And it's I'm excited about that. It's a very high energy album, actually. There's a lot more up-tempo and heavier stuff on it, and, again, a lot of guitar in it. And, just focusing a lot on songwriting. I love to have catchy tunes on there, that rock hard.
So can you reveal any of your guests on this one yet? It's a bit early.
Well, it is a bit early, but, I co-wrote some songs again with Mats Levén, and I also wrote a lot of songs with Jacob Bunton. He also sang a song on the first album.
Yeah.
A song called Just Can't Let Go. So me and Jacob, we co-wrote a few songs this time. So he has a more of a leading role in this album. He's got a great voice and he's an excellent songwriter. And so is Mats. And there's a couple of more people that I'm not going to mention right now because it's still not set.
All right. Okay. Lovely. One to look forward to. So back to the show tonight and the whole tour. What can fans expect? As I hear, there's going to be some Firewind tracks and Dream Evil in the set.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's going to be a mixed bag. You know, it's a little bit of the history there. You know, obviously, you know, with Firewind and with my past in Dream Evil. I haven't played any Dream Evil songs since I don't know back in 2003 or 4 when I left. So it'll be exciting to play. Revisit those songs, you know, I was much younger then, so it's so it'll be interesting to play them now, today, you know, and of course, you know, a lot of stuff from the solo album. We always throw in the occasional Aussie cover in there.
Yeah.
Instrumental stuff, you know.
Great.
A lot of solos that, you know, gives the chance for the people to go down the bar, have a drink, so, yeah.
Okay, cool. So let's mention a bit about the gear that you use. You're well known for using ESP guitars and Blackstar amplifiers. And I was reading that you used your Eclipse Rock Art guitar for recording a lot of I Am The Fire. What's special about that particular guitar for you?
It has a bit of a darker sound and a bit of a tighter sound as opposed to the Eclipse, which has a bit more of a... Hard to describe it, really. That has a bit more of an open sound. But anyway, so it's good for rhythm. So I track a lot of my rhythm with my Eclipse guitars and mainly the solos with my Random Star guitars, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And are there any other signature pieces coming up?
Well, we just released 4 new guitars at the NAMM show with ESP. So basically, we revamped my signature line. We put out 2 ESP models and 2 LTD models, so it's like you have the high end and then the really affordable guitars for the kids, you know. So so I basically gave a new look to the guitars. It's matte black with you know, white pickups now, and my Random Stars now come with 24 frets as opposed to my previous guitars that had always 22 frets. And then we did the same type of look for the Eclipse guitar as well, so no more of that graphic stuff that I had. We, you know, that model is discontinued now, and now we're launching these new guitars, and let's see what happens. Actually, I still haven't gotten one of those Eclipse guitars. I only have the Random Star, so I'm looking forward to getting my hands on one of those.
So your last release with Firewind was Apotheosis Live 2012, which came out in June 2013. That celebrated 10 years of Firewind. When can we expect more from the band?
Hard to say, really. The reason why I haven't made any, you know, official statements on the band's websites or anything is because, you know, I still haven't found a singer that I'm comfortable working on a long-term basis yet. So I'm pretty close to one right now.
Yeah.
But and also another factor is because I need to feel really 100% confident that the material is going to be killer and it's going to be a great album. So, you know, we decided with the band there's no rush to really go back in the studio and do another album and tour cycle. We've been doing that for 10 years nonstop.
Yeah.
So right now I have some ideas that I've been working on that I'm excited about. But, you know, we're going to start working with this new singer and then we see what happens and see if he's the right one.
Yeah.
And we go from there, you know. That's why I don't really want to say, oh, 2016 is going to be something. Maybe there will be, maybe not. You know, if we're ready and if we feel like it, we'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch this space. Watch this space.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, then. Right, so you're a very, very busy man. So talking of your other work, do you have anything else coming up with Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah, we are going to South America in April.
Right.
We're playing Monsters of Rock festivals in Brazil and Argentina. And it's going to be a short tour. It's called the Monsters of Rock Tour with Ozzy, Judas Priest, and Motorhead.
Oh.
So it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Then in May, we are doing Oz Fiesta, which is Ozfest in a hotel resort in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
And that's going to be really exciting.
Yeah.
And there's going to be all kinds of special events, you know, meet and greets with Ozzy and, you know, all these kind of things. I don't know much about it, but it's all on the website.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is going to end with a big Ozzy show, you know. And what else? I think that's it for now. Then I go back in Europe to do a couple of summer festivals with my solo band. Mm. And I've heard that there might be a Las Vegas residency. That's what I heard in the news the other day. So I don't know for sure, but if it happens, it'll be super cool. So
yeah.
So lots going on then. Okay. Also, I've got a question from Riju, a fan in India. Do you have any funny stories to tell about Ozzy?
Funny stories, yeah. I mean, there's, you know, he's a funny guy just, you know, by nature, you know.
Yeah.
And he tells the best jokes, you know. It is. I always say, you know, whenever you're in a room with him, it won't be more than 2 minutes until you start laughing your ass off. But one of these funny stories was we were in Finland. I think it was on the Ozzy and Friends tour 3 years ago. And the next day we had, like, you know, we had a flight somewhere, so... You know, I saw him on the plane. I'm like, hey, what happened? And he's like, I didn't get any sleep, man. He said, so why? What happened? Oh, he says, you know, I just got up and it was like, it was, you know, the clock was like 9:15. So I get up, you know, wake up, I take a shower, whatever. I pack my bags and everything. And then I pull the curtain and I see it's still dark out there. Something wrong here, he goes. And then it's like, apparently he had put his watch upside down. It was 2:45. So poor Ozzy didn't get any sleep. He just woke up in the middle of the night, took a shower, packed his bags. I'm like, yeah, bless. I'm like, I'm surprised he didn't go downstairs to the lobby waiting for everybody.
Still gone.
Exactly.
Oh, at least he was ready early. Cool. Okay. So after this tour, well, you've mentioned a bit about what's next for you. Did you say that you've been recording already? Your next solo album.
The drums. Yes. Yeah. We've tried drums for about 12, 13 songs, I believe.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how many of those songs are going to make the final cut, but yeah. So we've done drums. We actually did half of the album already a few months back in LA. And then we tracked the other half of the album on the drums in Greece, actually a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right before we started rehearsing for the tour.
Yeah.
Joe's playing on the album.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay. Cool. So how do you fit in all the time for all the writing? Just whenever you can, when it comes in your head, you just get on with it.
Yeah. It's the thing is, last year was not a heavy touring year, so I had a lot of. Time at home, and I got to work on a lot of ideas, you know, and at home in my home studio. So I've got like tons of songs on my hard disk, and just, you know, see whatever works for each project, you know. So
yeah. Okay, cool.
Right, if you're up for it, I'd like to do a few quick fire questions so that fans can find out a little bit more about you. Just a few favorite things, like what's your favorite whatever. Okay. Yeah, okay. So what's your favorite drink?
Wow, coffee, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a coffee guy. Yeah. Coffee. Or you mean like an alcoholic drink, or?
Oh,
yeah. Well, I don't really drink alcohol, but when I do, I like, you know, beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always like a good pils beer or a lager. So
yeah. Happy to get you going.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Food.
Well, you know, Greek food. Being a Greek guy, it would be wrong to say something else is my favorite. I love, you know, my wife's an excellent cook, and my mother-in-law as well. So it's gotta be careful when you're staying, you know, when you're back home for too long, you know, not to start getting too fat, you know. So, but no, we eat healthy at home, and I like a lot of. Mainly, you know, Greek dishes, and of course, you know, Italian and Mexican and everything, whatever, and Thai and Japanese, and I love food. Yeah. I'm more of a food guy than a drinking guy. You know,
Okay.
Favorite film? Have you got one?
I guess Conan the Barbarian.
Right.
Yes. It was just one of those things that hit me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deep meaning into that, as well as all the Rockies.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite band? Have you got a favorite?
Yeah, it would have to be probably Black Sabbath or Scorpions.
Yeah.
Bands like that, Judas Priest, all the classics, really, you know.
Oh, so looking forward to the tour with Priest then,
Yes, of course.
Have you worked with them before?
Not well, actually, yes. Firewind opened for Judas Priest on their Epitaph tour back in 2011. That was in two shows in Greece. We played with them, and Halford's solo band had opened for Ozzy in North America on one of the legs of the tour.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, cool. Big fan, you know.
Yeah.
So,
Okay, and to finish the list, favorite animal.
I think cats. Yeah,
oh, good
cats. But you know, I love all animals.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I love all animals. You know, dogs as well. But I'm a cat guy.
Have you got any at home?
Well, we've had one, and he just passed away.
Oh.
So 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
So it's been tough. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I love cats.
Yeah.
Okay, so final message. Would you like to leave a message for your fans and the listeners?
Yeah, thanks for all the support. Thank you for coming down, for, you know, giving me the space to do this. And just everybody just keep listening to heavy metal, keep supporting music, not rumors, support the music. I'll see you out on the road, I guess, soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.